Now, at the end of the session last week. By the way, I just wanted to mention. You remember that I started off at the beginning of the year with the thought about what we should be listening to this year. I am surprised how relevant I'm finding that for myself. The need to stop listening to some things that are coming out on the political area. I've actually deleted some feeds from my Facebook this week, not because I don't want to be in touch with what really is going on, but because I'm getting to the point where, in terms of news management, I'm getting to feel that some left-leaning Christian websites are just as bad as those on the other, in that they seem to be interested in stirring up fear without actually looking at things in terms of what God is able to do and what he might be in the process of doing. So I just encourage you to reflect again on the fact that if you put stuff inside your head that shouldn't be there, you're going to have limited success in asking for God's help in helping you to process that stuff. Yeah? It's it's an interesting issue. Now, the other thing that happened is that on the way out of the meeting, John spoke to me about a clip in terms of change that had come through of people reaching out in a very different sort of setting. Open your beast now. I'm sure it's getting to the point where I need a new one of these. It's and slower and slower. Yeah. And now this actually is a clip from Songs of Praise, which raises a whole set of other issues, some of which come out in here, but is an example. Oh, you haven't got them. Yeah.
Between the two world wars, the Isle of Lewis saw hundreds of islanders move away to build new lives. In our next story, we hear about people who've left their homes to come to the UK. 3 years ago, St Mark's Church in Stoke got a new vicar, the Reverend Sally Smith.
It was typical, really, of a church in a post-industrial city, just a handful in the congregation on a Sunday morning of mainly white people.
But that soon changed. A growing number of asylum seekers were arriving in Stoke. And Sally couldn't turn her back on the new influx of people to her area.
We opened the door to welcome people in to a drop-in where people could come and have a cup of tea, a piece of toast.
Are you going now?
No, I go home.
How some of those have responded to the kindness that they've encountered. And they've wanted to learn more about Jesus, so they've started to come along and worship with us and become part of the life of the church. And so we have regular baptisms now.
Receive the sign of his cross.
And we've done around 60 baptisms this year, and probably 50 of those are from a Muslim background.
Amen.
One of the questions I often get asked is, aren't they just doing this to get their papers? And I, as a follower of Jesus, and as a minister, as a priest, I have to say, what would I want for this person in front of me? How would Jesus respond to this person in front of me now?
Riches of his grace.
Zahir already has a visa to stay in the UK, but he still chose to be baptised.
I was very happy. I can't describe my feelings. I'm going to change to a new version of me.
With a growing congregation of asylum seekers, Sally saw a new need. The solution was on her doorstep.
There was a house across the road from the church, which I brought. I had some money in the bank, which wasn't earning any interest. We were able to buy that house and do it up with the help of volunteers who come along to the drop-in, who have many, many skills. Now it provides accommodation for people who are completely destitute. I get contacted by churches around the country who've seen things about us in the media and have said exactly the same things happening here in our church, not just Anglican churches. There is something happening around not only this country but around Europe. a spiritual awakening.
Jalal was a TV engineer in Iran. He says that installing systems into people's houses which allowed them to tune into foreign news made him a target for the regime.
Everything has changed in our lives now. Our lives are full of joy, hope, love, kindness, peace. Life used to be based on fear, but now it's totally changed.
There's a prophecy in the book of Isaiah that talks about the wealth of the nations coming to us and about foreigners rebuilding our cities and building up our walls that have been broken down. And I believe that asylum seekers and refugees are the wealth of the nation.
Okay. There are just two things I wanted to say from there. One is obvious, one is less than obvious. We were singing about tiny offerings this morning, and certainly compared to Calvary, singing is a tiny offering. But I don't think that's really what God's interested in. And I was just impressed the way in which she slid over. I had some money in the bank, so I bought this house. And I wonder how many of us are that invested in the good news that our priority is not so much our future, but taking a risk for the sake of the kingdom. That's quite something. And of course, these are contested areas as to how far reaching out to people from Islamic backgrounds, particularly if they are refugees, has got some political components with it. But of course, it's been like that for 1700 years at least, that it's often been a better thing to claim that you were a Christian than to claim that you weren't. So you say, what's changed? I know that the way in which the Muslim people that I've talked to have become Christians is very different to the way that people from our native culture do so. But that's another conversation for another time. You see, when we set out with Cabaret, we actually said we wanted some sort of context to be able to reach out and to make it easy to get into conversation with people like us. Now, there were one or two people who thought, well, that's a bad thing, talking about people like us, because surely everybody's like us. Well, that's true in some ways. But what we were talking about were reaching out to people who often had families, had got jobs, were dealing with mortgages, had got the sort of average, ordinary, lower middle class patterns of life that that we have got. Because we wanted that to run alongside what was happening with Open Blue. Don't know with those of you who got the Gazette. There are those of us who have the Gazette, and there are those of us who read it, and I'm one of those who gets it and doesn't often read it. But I was flicking through on Thursday morning, and there was a really good big feature tying together Open Blue and Taste of Wiltshire. There was an event some time ago which Andy and Phil and Wendy were involved in, also Carn Lions were there, were they? And that was really great to see that without trying, and to Andy's surprise, there was some publicity around that. Do be thinking and praying about the fact that we're getting to the point within a few months where the bus will be getting onto the road. And of course, we've got that big prayer target to find somewhere to park the bus, somewhere to get it sprayed. At the moment, if you try to spray the bus, apart from the fact you have feathers stuck all over it, you'd end up with a lot of birds with chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, I think, as well. And asthmatic turkeys, I think, are not really what they're in the business of doing. So that's a big issue. So we've got this thing here about reaching out to people like us, saying, look, your life is good, but it could be better. because there are dimensions of life where we need to be in contact with God, and we need to be the best that we can be in the spiritual area as well as emotions, and as fit as we can be in other areas. So, right, I need to slide over to just a takeaway and a start for next Sunday. So where we got? Yep. Okay. Oh, come back to where you're supposed to start. There you go. That's 2 Corinthians 5, and just in the middle of that, you've got this bit that we do really like very much, don't we? So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. That's a direct NIV lift from the Good News Bible. But there you go, the NIV does that on quite a lot of occasions. But we don't very often stick it in the context here. We like the bit about being new, but what's the heading here? Yeah, Ministry of Reconciliation. That's what's happened. The most important thing about being new is that we have become ambassadors for Christ. Been a bit of talk about ambassadors over the past few months and who would make a good ambassador to the United States. There are two things that an ambassador's got to have. On the one hand, got to be able to get on with the people that he's working to, and the other is that he's got to be carrying the heart of the person he's sent on behalf of. And I would like to next Sunday explore how far we are engaging with this issue, that whatever field we are in, wherever we're called to be, whether we really take in on the fact that because God loves us, then we love other people. And I want to link it not only to our program this year, but particularly to the fact that we've got this Lent course coming down the road where we're exploring a number of topics. I was really impressed to see the list of topics which I'd only been involved in conversation about when it was at concept level, but to see it coming through, and we're looking at issues relating to the environment and to refugees and to the issue of trafficking and food. What else? There's another one at least, isn't there? Sorry?
Medical ethics.
Now, people of good heart who are not necessarily Christian, many of the people you mix with, are actually interested in these issues. So whether you personally have got any interest in them, the fact that it gives you opportunity to talk to people of goodwill and to develop your own understanding and thinking of what God feels about these things gives you an absolutely cracking reason for being there. This week, David sent the information through to the churches in Khan Partnership of Churches within 20 minutes. It was in the inbox of all the ministers and all the representatives of the churches there. This is worthwhile stuff. And what we're going to do is to say, look, just so that we really focus in on this, just for 5 weeks, just to get ourselves out of the box of thinking about me and mine and my area and what's going to make me feel good, let's try and make it a priority to be together with other people, some of whom will believe similar things to us, some of whom will be different, but just to pick up these areas, because personal salvation matters. Arguably, it's right at the core of all the things that God's involved in doing. But God wants to change the world as well. He cares about environment. You know, I wonder what it means. I've been reading about St. Francis recently and thinking about what it might mean to preach the gospel to all creation. Interesting phase. I'm not thinking of preaching to the birdies or to the rabbits, but what does it mean? What's the word of God for creation? So I'd like to mention those things as well. If you get a chance to look at 2 Corinthians 5 before next week, please do so. John, thank you for your feedback. And you can look at that thing again on iPlayer. Can you remember which week it was, John? 3 weeks ago? Probably 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Yeah. But it's still on iPlayer, I think. And do talk to Rachel further. We compressed an hour's conversation down into 15 minutes. Thank you very much, Rachel. Let's have a quick pray and then we'll hit the road. Or carry on what you were doing at coffee time instead of coming in here. Father, we thank you that there are all sorts of things that are important. We want to put you in the highest place when we sing, when we talk to one another, as we live our lives, whichever field we find ourselves. So, Father, we pray that this week will be a good week of thinking about things which put you at the centre, thinking about things which concentrate on your kingdom and living them out in the everyday, wherever we are. Amen. Okay.